Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. G-Eazy Ticket Tag, all part of Indy's Loud Summer. Coming up around 8:30 here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's Journey, week number 8. I am starting to really feel myself when it comes to actually being stronger and having more endurance in the gym.
Like Beyonce, like, I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself, yes.
Is that what you mean?
Honestly, yes, because I just feel really, really good. And also, sometimes, like Beyonce, I got to look my wife, Lindsay, in the eye and be like, are you cheating on me? Are you cheating on me? And the answer is no. At least that's what she tells me. But I am feeling good. I'm not doing, like, any major, like, weightlifting, but I am just doing full body stuff, and I can feel underneath all this fat I'm carrying around, muscle is slowly bubbling to the top.
And ew, don't describe it like that.
I'm telling you right now, this time next summer, I'm going to be that annoying D-bag that's going to be like, hey, ladies, tickets to the gun show, because my guns ladies are coming in. I don't have a carry permit for these, but pew, 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 they're going to be coming out with fire. But no, I'm feeling good. I walked the dogs yesterday for like another 3 miles, and that's the great thing. I'm a sweaty pig, and shout out to people. I had a couple people DM me and honk at me like, yeah, go Joe, while I was walking
that's
on
Broad awesome.
Ripple. So I love the support, but I'm still a sweaty beast. But I feel like I just build up more and more endurance. My leg's getting better that I've been working on in physical therapy. And
you're not going to have to amputate it after all?
No, God, don't even wish that upon me, please. Felt like it before, I couldn't walk. But had a good week, and then I went up and saw my family on Saturday and Sunday. Did good Saturday for a family party. But I told myself, and I thought about it all week because I knew I was going on a little like mini vacation. I'm like, all right, am I going to do the diet like exactly how it is, or am I going to allow myself to enjoy something? What am I going to do? Because there will be consequences. If I go off my diet, I will bloat up. Like, I'll put on water weight and retain. But I was like, you know what? I really, really, really want to have a Coney. I want to have a Detroit Coney and chili cheese fries. So I did. On Sunday, I went out for lunch with my brother and his fiance, and that's all I had. I didn't even eat all the bun, but from just having 2 Coney dogs and a chili cheese fry.
Good grief. You didn't even have just one? Well, you just went ham with I'm on vacation.
It's a combo, baby. It's a Liv, don't look at me like that.
I'm not giving you any sort of
Liv look. Looks like she's so sad. Like,
no,
I think if it's a slippery slope. I think even if you're on vacation, you have to discipline yourself to not do it, or else it's going to be easier for you to keep saying like, oh, but it's Saturday, I can just have this or
whatever.
Well,
I did it. I did the meal, and I had that, and I checked the scale on Monday when we got home Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
That one meal had me up 7.5 pounds.
There's no way.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's like the bloat.
You bloat. You're like, you retain water and all this stuff. So it's not, I know I did not, trust me, I wish I could be like Joey Chestnut and eat 7.5 pounds worth of food. So, long story short, I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to have another week where I gain weight. And technically, I did. I actually am up right now to 384.4. I put on 3 pounds, but I guarantee you by tomorrow, I'll probably be down a pound or so, just the way my body carries weight. But I'm starting to think more and more that I got to quit looking at the scale, because I tried on pants, like actual jeans, because I got an event coming up where I need to wear jeans and not shorts. They almost fell off. Like, I need to go buy new jeans.
That's good.
I'm losing so many inches, and I can just feel my man boobs are down to, like, I think a D cup now. They were a double D. So I'm feeling so good. And I just wanted to be honest with you, because if anybody struggles to lose weight and you look at the scale, you're like, damn it. Like, even if you lose a pound, you still feel like that's not enough. But
yeah,
if you're up a pound or two, or your weight fluctuates so much, it can be so frustrating and you feel like a failure. But you have to realize, like, that's part of it.
No, it's not part of it for your weight to fluctuate after you have Coney dogs, Joe.
Alex, yes, it is.
Opinion?
Yes, I do.
Well, sure, Liv.
Okay.
I don't, but yes, everybody gets to talk.
Okay, well, I think that for someone like me, who is like,
you're doing this really delicately.
Size,
come on.
Someone like me who's average size, yeah, I shouldn't be looking at the scale. I'm trying to like lose some last 5 to 7 like LBs. I shouldn't be looking at the scale. I should be looking at the way clothes are fitting me, because I'm already like a somewhat like small human, you know? So I shouldn't be looking at the scale. I should be looking at the way clothes are fitting me. Someone who is obese, as you are.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know I was obese. This is breaking news.
I'm being honest.
Joe Pesh is obese.
I'm being brutally honest here. Someone who is of your weight, I think you should be looking at the number, because the number does count for someone like you. I think that the LB should be coming off like pretty freaking quick if you're trying to make a big transformation.
I have a question.
Do you not think it's quick, though, if I've lost 20 pounds in like 6 weeks or 7 weeks?
In 7 weeks?
I'd love
quick.
To be.
20 pounds in 7 weeks is good.
That's it's averaging out to be. And listen, I want to be down like 50 or 60 pounds right now. But realistically, though, too, that's not sustainable. You have to lose it gradually.
No, I kind of feel
like that's what I'm doing.
No, for sure, for sure. But I think that you saying I shouldn't be like worrying so much about the number, like I think you should be, though. Which I think 20 pounds for 7 weeks is great. That's awesome.
I should not be stepping on the scale every day. Because, Liv, I was checking my weight three times a day.
Yeah, stepping on the scale three times a day
after
is
I pooped, when
obsessive.
I got home from lunch, all those things, after
that
the gym.
It's obsessive. You should be checking your weight, I think, every like 3 to 4 days right when you wake up.
So I think I'm just going to do it once. I'm going to do it once a week from now on. Because I was tracking every freaking thing.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How much weight do you think you'd lose if you trimmed your beard off?
Well, when I weighed it before, because you know how like sometimes girls will weigh their boobs, my beard weighed 6.2 ounces. No, I
don't
know.
Cut it off!
I'm not cutting it off!
I think we should make a bet right here, right now. If you, me and Alex should come up with a number, and if you don't lose, like, this much weight, or if you say that if next week you gain again, or you stay the same.
You look so much slimmer
you
when you have
shave
no beard.
Your beard.
I love my beard.
Do you think we should do that, Alex?
It's like a security blanket.
Well, listen, we can take a photo of my beard up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram and ask people if they
Here's
think
the
we
thing.
Should.
Everyone,
you
no,
took
we
a
have.
Selfie. You literally took a selfie, I want to say a month or two ago, saying, do you think I should shave the beard or do you like it?
And everyone
and
said,
voted,
get rid of it.
Get rid of it. And it was like 92%
and
get rid of
any
it.
Time on social media. Anytime on social media that we post like an older picture of you, like you and Lindsay or something like that, and your beard is shorter in the photo, everyone always comments, yeah. Wow, Joe, you look so great with your beard short.
But I was also, that was when I was still a big boy, but that was when I was 294 pounds, which sounds really overweight.
Oh,
it is.
My gosh.
But that's when like the lowest weight I've been since probably high school.
Listen, when you are overweight, your face is already, you have a lot of extra weight in your face, correct?
How many chins do you have?
One, but this is what I'm telling
I've got
you.
Three.
So when you have, so let's say you have nine chins, okay? Let's say you're massive, you're Jabba the Hutt. Even if you are Jabba the Hutt, if you add a beard on top of that, it's just gonna make you look even bigger. And you, in your mind, you think it is a camouflage thing and it hides your weight. It actually makes you look larger.
Every time you shave
your beard off and you either have no beard or just a short 5 o'clock shadow, you look 20 pounds lighter.
I agree.
It looks more handsome. You absolutely should cut it off. Also, all the sweat and nastiness collecting in there.
I shampoo and condition daily. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Good morning, it's Jen.
Hey, Jen, what up? What do you want to say?
Well, it's your nail girl, Jen, just FYI.
Do you think if we trimmed up my big toenail that looks like it's dead, that would take some weight off?
Couple ounces, but I wanted to talk to you about your number thing, about being worried about your number. My best friend is a personal trainer, and you know that we are both on the same kind of struggle with the weight.
Yeah.
And she told me, if you're doing weight training, don't worry about that number. Worry about how you feel. Your clothes fit better.
Uh-oh, Liv, you know. The web girl is shaking
no,
her
I know.
Head.
I'm not shaking my head. I'm like, see, I don't know. Always know what I'm talking about.
Okay. No, and I think your friend Jen is right. And listen, I know I didn't put on 3 pounds of muscle this week, but I'm telling you guys, my man boobs are getting stronger. My biceps are getting bigger. My thighs and hips, oh my God. Like, I can just feel it in the way I walk. I am building muscle. And also, I know, because I had that chili dog and chili cheese fries, I'm retaining like a mother, like a mofo. So, Jen, thank you for calling. I will be in there soon. I got to get these gnarly toes fixed.
Well, when you work out, you retain water, too. Don't forget
that. Oh, my gosh.
That.
And last night, I smashed a bunch of water. So, that being said.
Get rid of the beard.
No, we're not. We'll put a photo up.
No, we don't need to keep doing you do you know
you
do this constantly
time,
and everyone
and you never yeah. change it. You're smiling and grinning right now because you know it's true.
I don't know what you're speaking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show keep the beard, get rid of the beard.
Yes, keep the beard.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you.
No.
I just randomly picked it up.
Do you know, have you seen him on Instagram? Do you follow
yes,
his Instagram?
I follow him. I believe he even follows me back, which mm-hmm. is awesome.
Thank you.
So
Bro it up.
Keep the beard. I have a beard. Please do not shave it. If your wife's okay with it, no reason to get rid of it.
She's not, but a lot of random girls I meet at Red Room love it. So,
hey, that, listen.
Keeps her honest.
Would it not make him look slimmer to get rid of it? That is the point.
All right.
Yes, it would.
Okay.